And it's obnoxious. So anyway, yeah, it's just common sense, Joe.
Sorry. Well, I appreciate the common sense call, Katobi, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
And do some common sense shopping at Toby's place out on Rio or down on West Main.
Give Joe Thomas 20 minutes weekday mornings, and he'll get you everything you need to know. Only on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB.
Mostly sunny skies and seasonable today. Highs upper 40s to lower 50s.
Good morning. 38 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHB and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Two people who were under observation in Central Virginia for exposure to the coronavirus have tested negative for the virus.
The Thomas Jefferson Health District says they're monitoring the situation pretty closely.
Based on everything that we know, the risk in Virginia is very low from the coronavirus.
One person in Northern Virginia is still under observation.
A coalition of military veterans from Charlottesville are politicking Virginia senators to continue statewide protections of war memorials.
You know, the idea here is that, you know, they want to change the law, and they're billing it as giving localities authority to do things that the legislature currently hasn't given them the authority to do, which is to remove war memorials. So it's being portrayed in the public as a way to give some more local control, but in reality, it's really just the opposite, because this law actually empowers local citizens to stop the desecration of war memorials by their local authorities.
That was Buddy Weber of the Monument Fund. You may recall they were awarded some legal fee compensations by Judge Moore last week.
Governor Ralph Northam wants to see legislation to prevent people from holding a cell phone while driving and a ban on open alcohol containers in cars.
Speaking of transportation, the Virginia Department of Transportation is conducting a study of the 5th Street corridor between Harris Road in Charlottesville and Ambrose Commons in Albemarle County, and they're looking for public input at virginiadot.org. Look up the 5th Street corridor study and take the very short questionnaire there.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 37 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Hey, Charlottesville. It's been 1 year since Malloy Ford moved into the new state-of-the-art facility on Route 29, and we're celebrating you with Malloy's New Year, New Ride sales event. If you thought huge savings ended in 2019, you thought wrong. 2020 is bringing thousands in savings on Ford's most popular models, like remaining 2019 Ford F-150s. Buy now and save up to $15,000 off MSRP or a brand new 2020 Ford Explorer. Drive and save over $8,000 off MSRP. Plus, if you're looking to trade your current ride, Malloy Ford will give you up to 125% of Kelley Blue Book. Get to Malloy Ford now for huge inventory, thousands in savings, and incredible customer service.